Okay, welcome to CineQuest Video. Today we're going to be talking about the movie The Pope's Exorcist, a film that stars Russell Crowe, a man we have not seen in cinema since Virtuosity.
I mean, okay, let's go with that. You know, because watching this, you might think that even. Holy fuck, what has happened to our good, unfortunate Russell Crowe in this?
Do you think he was a really bad actor?
In this movie?
Yeah.
I don't think he was good. So, ergo, not good is bad. Very not good.
He phoned it in, for sure.
I don't know what he did, actually. I was watching this, I swear, I thought somebody needs to deep fake Steven Seagal's face over Russell Crowe in this
movie.
Yeah,
you kept mentioning that the whole movie.
I couldn't stop. I was like, he looks like he's looking for, you know, the snack line or whatever. This whole time, like, he's just cracking jokes and, like, ogling girls and
saying curse words.
Yeah, I'm assuming
that's like a Catholicism kind of thing.
He's trying to be like the super cool rebel, old school Pope's exorcist guy. Everybody respects.
You know, this is based on an actual exorcist Pope person.
Yeah, preacher, but whenever
pastor, priest kind of guy.
Whenever you say or read anytime anybody reads based on this, I'm always like, yeah. How much of that bullshit is based on this? Oh no!
Here's the absolute truth about this.
His name was
Gabriel Amorth.
That's mean the Gabe? Amount of truth.
His name is Gabe.
Yeah. Gabe,
according to the demon.
This guy spoke like he sounded like he was from the fucking prehistoric times, but the demon calls him Gabe. And I think he'd even asked him at one point, mind if I call you Gabe? After, like, he'd been calling him Gabe for, like, hours or some shit. Hey, I don't know if you had a problem with this, but
that, you
know, so considerate.
That demon voiceover seemed pretty cliche. And I mentioned that there's a point where the demon says, your soul is mine. Very
I was like, oh,
Mortal
boy.
Kombat-like.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Oh, cool, Grail. That's real. Never been done before.
This
little boy Shang Tsung.
I've had a problem with a lot of exorcism type movies since for a long time.
Yeah, since always because they suck.
Well, the thing is that like the Conjuring movies, the Insidious movies, I mean, Insidious isn't really like possession, but
it's
more like astral projection kind of thing.
Conjuring
have a possession kind of element to them. After part two, you know, you're treading some waters on a bit like I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, you're still, don't use that word unless you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. We're not trying to be positive about this. No, don't do that.
I would say it was getting more to more comical, cartoonish type of because I mean, realistically, the best exorcism movie is The Exorcist from the 70s.
Oh.
And you get those types of movies that have more of a...
I mean, but if you want comical, obviously...
you watch The Exorcist.
You also watch The Exorcist. Or you could watch James Woods' award-winning performance in, was it Scary Movie 1 or 2?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was part 2.
May have been part 2, yeah.
Where he comes in with the... the possessed girl and starts immediately hitting on her.
He does the tongue thing.
Yeah. He starts talking about how he likes to tickle his asshole before he, you know, warms up the dogs of war.
I would say that I've noticed that these movies have been going downhill since I saw The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. I really hated that movie. And then just off the top of my head recently, we've had Pray for the Devil, which I didn't watch, but it looked like very cliche as well. And you can name any other like possession movies up until this point that have
the
been
best
pretty
possession
looking
movie,
not good.
Best possession movie, I would have to say. And no one can argue with me in this. You can
you're
try.
Say something fucking you stupid. You say something so fucking stupid.
No, it's not. It's going to be something reasonable and only slightly stupid. Because obviously it's The Exorcist, the book.
Ninja 3 Domination.
God damn it. I said...
That is a possession movie.
Unironically,
hey, there's a whole possession scene in that movie that is fantastic,
and it's not supposed to be sarcastic as fuck. Yeah, okay, let's go with that. Yeah, I should it's have so said good. That. It would have it's been. So it good. Is. It is. But it's not meant to be, and not for the reasons that they think that we think that it's fucking good.
Okay. Right? Right. Oh, please tell me. Tell me what your.
No, no, that was.
What, like, what's the revelation?
The revelation was again. It's the Exorcist book movie.
The Exorcist the book movie. The book is the best part.
Yeah, best part of that fucking movie is the book. Read it.
I did like The Exorcist 3 with George C. Scott and Brad, is it Brad
Dorff? I forgot I ever saw it.
Yeah, Brad Dorff. That's a really good movie. Like, part 2, I've never seen it, which I'm going to watch.
I saw the prequel, and then I forgot
That one's like Dominion?
I don't even fucking remember.
There's two versions of that movie, you know that?
Yeah. Really?
The new movie, The Exorcist Believer, is coming out pretty soon. And I do want to watch that. I don't have any high expectations for that one at all. But I'm going to rewatch all the Exorcist movies up until this point because technically it is a sequel because it brings the mother back from the first one.
Oh.
And it's not to say that either
as
they...
the same character?
Yeah, she's a mother. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just like...
According to the trailer, she is the mother, of course, of Reagan, for the girl who gets possessed in the first one. She writes a book regarding her experience with the demon possession. And again, this is only according to the trailer. I don't know much about that at all. But she comes in as like an expert on these types of scenarios whenever these two girls get possessed.
Hmm.
But going back to Pope's Exorcist, Roland, the title Pope's Exorcist...
It started out all right.
Yeah, because, it was okay. Like, well, like, they shot the fucking pig.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Up until like the scene right before.
He's like the rogue priest, you know.
Yeah, he's so cool. He's so awesome, but he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a man of faith, but like real loose faith kind of
thing. Yeah, like he listens to Tourniquet.
Oh, nice name drop on that one.
Yeah, yeah, he's real outside of the box, outside of the Bible kind of guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We go past Revelation to like metal Revelations,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I'm just going
to... Not only is Revelation the end-all, be-all, most damning book of the Bible, because it hasn't happened
yet. It's also their favorite, because they don't shut the fuck up about it throughout the whole goddamn movie. Oh, and the dragon, and he was with the devils, and what is an angel? What is a demon? And I only know the basics.
The devil, he had angels come from heaven, they fell to earth. I'm like, every asshole knows that.
Yeah.
Every asshole knows that. We all have the capability.
Poof, you're a priest. There you go. Yeah. All right, now we've got the power. What you gonna do now?
I just need some water. I'm gonna bless that shit and fucking throw it at the for all you fucking heathen people out there.
Spin your hands.
Heathen motherfuckers.
Slap them all. Pa, pa. Is this the bitch slap of divinity and justice?
The bitch slap of divinity.
You're absolved. You're absolved. I will cleanse your sins in the name of the Lord. Just start like backhanding him and shit.
the Lord
Jesus. What if Muhammad Ali? What if Lord Jesus rope-a-dopes?
He just has a cross and like, your sins are absolved.
It's training with a speed bag. It's just like white and it's got a cross on it.
Or has Satan's face on it.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
He's crying as he's doing it. What was good about this movie, Roland?
Fuck.
We mentioned one thing, and I would agree with you on this. Is that little
that one effect
thing
that they
had, the kid with the eye, you know.
So it's so weird how this movie has so many goddamn special effects in there, like CG effects, and most of them are shit. But like one or two are like, okay, that was good. You know, it was funny to watch the Pope like vomit blood at the little kid cardinal, which was also stupid. But like, there was a one scene where. Where Russell Crowe's character walks up to the little kid, the little possessed kid, and he holds up the
little possessed kid.
He holds up the drunk detector, you know, fucking cross.
You say the drunk detector.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like So, like, was it two or three scenes in this where Russell Crowe takes out, like, a medallion with a cross on
yeah,
it? And like, he makes, like, he's a cop testing you for your sobriety and shit. And you're like, follow the cross, little thing, little boy. And you're like, oh, yep, he's possessed. Yep. Oh, yeah, he's possessed. Yep. Oh, yeah, he's had too much double juice. It's too much, not enough Jesus juice. That's what it is. Yeah, there was a cool scene where he does that to the kid, and you see, like, they did some CGI that the irises...
They separate,
yeah.
Yeah, and the demon eye and the kid eye, yeah. Kind of...
You see the little kid eye is, like, yeah. This sort of milky sheen, and then behind you see the blazing hot... And
some would say that's very reptilian.
Eye of, you know? Sauron fucking burning back there and shit, which I was like, oh cool. And it even makes a little, like, squelching noise.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, you can see the demon behind his eyes.
Yeah, woo woo woo. Why the fuck can we, like, get more of that? Why does it have to go back to Russell Crowe doing his like, god damn it, the whole fucking time, dude?
You know,
it sounds like he's trying to order a pizza from.
Well, you know, it reminded
restaurant.
Me of the necromancer from, like, What We Do in the Shadows.
Asshole. Oh man, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the most recent episode where he does, like.
No, he's brought him back.
Well, yeah, he brought him. He comes out. He goes, Laszlo goes, he's doing his scanting shit. He's like, it's the same shit.
He's doing his chants.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Fuck
yes. Same shit, you know. But
for he is they, whatever the fuck that was.
But overall, this movie is very cheesy, very cliche. It has all the exorcism
so
tropes in there.
So fucking cliche. It is, like, there's no guesswork. We had to stop ourselves from fucking guessing on this bullshit because it was just like he's gonna say, "I bet you feel like look like shit" or something. And
yeah, he says it. You know,
not,
no one tried in this movie, and it's unfortunate because I mean,
it shows.
I would say if this father, Amor, the real guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he is dead now. Like, his legacy has been tarnished by this fucking movie.
By Russell Crowe.
And how they got an unexperienced actor who's only done one movie called Virtuosity.
Yeah.
To do come back after all
it's
these years.
Relatively no
to do
name,
this.
And they brought him out of obscurity.
From my understanding, he's had a bunch of small parts throughout the years.
Yeah. That's, you know, what I understand about
nothing
it.
Nothing too notable.
Nobody gives a shit about him.
Mm-hmm. But.
And this further proves that.
Say, overall, would you recommend anyone watch this movie?
No. Not unless you're, like, and it's not, you really have to pregame. Like, we tried to drink during this.
We were drinking through this, yeah.
It didn't quite click.
You know, in fact, I mean, we're this Texas Ale Project 50-foot Jackrabbit IPA.
It's good.
That we're drinking right now. Did some of the work for us.
Yeah.
To maybe kind of enjoy it in other ways.
7%
and they
too.
Did not intend.
Man. Yeah. Actually, no. We were laughing at all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch this if you want to see something shitty and just laugh at something really stupid. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't watch this if you're going to be like, oh, I want to see a good Exorcist movie. Or like,
and
I
mean,
want to watch
if,
some Possession.
If you don't mind a movie that doesn't have any well-known actors in it,
yeah,
you can watch this movie as well.
Especially the lead. He's just...
Yeah, the lead.
He used to just like...
Where's he been? You know, who's this guy?
Fade back into...
I think he became a teacher
shadows.
At some point.
Yeah.
And then he was like role-playing as like a gladiator.
Yeah.
Some weird shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he was going to be like a Civil War reenactor person at some point.
Yeah.
He may have been a January 6th.
Maybe.
The Capitol, I'm not too sure.
What an asshole.
I'd say overall, The Pope's Exorcist, though having a cool title, there was a movie. Oh, I brought this. There's a movie that I was going to bring up. Mm-hmm. The Exorcism of God, which is another movie I did see, which I thought was also dog shit. Cool titles.
Yeah.
Cool titles. Very. They do not deliver on those titles at all. Like, you know, I want to be scared. I want to be, look.
As to be entertained.
As a former Christian believer, all right? I used to have a lot of these instances, like I would get scared with these kinds of movies because, I mean, I thought, you know, I was very much in the devil was
real.
Yeah.
God.
But the thing is like, even if I was a believer now, watching this movie, I mean, you have to be hard pressed or some kind of like, there's like some kind of synapse loose in your brain. That you're really scared of whatever the fuck's going
that's
on the screen.
That's not Mary. That's a hag.
Yeah.
Or that's the wrong prayer. You'd be that one asshole there. Like, you're saying it backwards, doofus.
You know, like, I mean, I'll say this in front of the camera here, that whenever I saw Passion of the Christ, like, at the time...
I sat in the front row.
In the church, I was got kind of emotional watching that because, like, I thought, you know, I mean, there was a point in time where
I was drunk.
I was... See, you fucking heathen.
Yeah.
You know?
I only sat in the front
row. I was there as a person.
There were no other empty seats.
I mean, I personally think, even to this day, I do believe that The Passion of the Christ is a good movie. All right? I think it's a good movie.
I thought it was a comedy.
I think it's a good movie. Because, I mean...
Especially that part where, like, where they... Where they focus on Judas? And, like, the coins that he's given and all that. Yeah, I thought I laughed. It was like
30 pieces of silver.
I laughed. Yeah. I really... I sort of remember that and just remember laughing.
He's like, 30 pieces? And, this is bullshit.
I remember listening, like, there were people behind me and, like, the rows behind me crying and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Like...
What is wrong with you people?
No, because...
Get a sense of humor.
People who went to watch that movie...
Freaks.
...were... Are either believers and they see that they
fucking
weirdos. They see their savior up there getting beaten to shit.
They're like, yeah.
You know?
I mean, and he got beat to shit for me. Woo!
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. That's what you're thinking in your mind.
Popcorn.
Yeah, you're just like,
oh, this is so horrible.
The Lord is showing his sacrifice for me.
I'm glad I got a large for free refills.
Go, pay attention, everyone, because this is where Jesus sacrifices himself.
This is where he
gummy worm.
Oh, Sour Punch Kids, my favorite.
Like, you're like, oh. More. Anyways, overall, this movie's not very good. No. I mean, if you haven't gathered that by now, like, we don't really like this movie.
Very, not very good.
Aggressively not good, you know. I mean, it's not the worst movie I've ever seen.
No.
But it's very mediocre. Yeah. Like they didn't
I say when we were watching this, I was surprised it came out in theaters.
You
I
did
was
say like, that, this yeah. was this they could have gone straight to video.
Like, yeah, it could have gone the Insidious 2 or 3 or whatever route. What was the last one?
The most, five.
We saw five. Insidious, it could have gone the Insidious 5 route, yeah. Straight to DVD.
This motherfucker doesn't even remember the reviews that we do. Like, at the minute we're done.
Nope, it's gone.
Like right after this, I could probably talk to him about what review did we just do? And he's gonna be like, "Ooh, fucking RoboCop."
Yeah, three, the best one. No, I'm kidding. It was obviously Prime Directives, the miniseries.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. Well, I mean,
no,
watch it if you want. If you like bad exorcism,
watch
movies,
it sarcastically.
This movie could play in the background just as noise, like.
No.
I mean, but I wouldn't give it that much play noise. Though. Like,
yeah, don't.
It is just noise.
Don't watch it sober.
Yeah,
you're gonna be really bored.
Yeah, it's
or just it's better to be drunk. Yeah, you want to laugh at everything. It's
easy. Well, I will say like just a quick recap of the story. Like, this kid gets possessed because he uncovers some kind of Spanish Inquisition thing that is apparently not based on the fact that human being Catholics actually. Tried to forcibly convert people and like torture them, but it was all from the devil.
Right.
And the devil,
that one devil, got the kid. He's responsible for all of that suffering. And
yeah,
it was the devil all along, kids.
Don't blame Catholicism on that.
Oh, no,
it's not their fault.
No,
fault at all.
They were led astray.
They were led astray by the devil,
Satan,
Satanas.
Mm.
And then, of course, but it wasn't really Satan. What was the guy's name?
Asmodeus. Rock me, Asmodeus.
Anyways, that's the fucking movie. It's not very good. No. Don't bother if you want. Go ahead, bother if you want to.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Like,
you know?
That's only thing. If you want to bother, it's not one of those to. Oh man, I've been really waiting to see this shit. Like, oh damn! Like the reviews are in, boys.
Well, I mean, I saw a few reviews on this, and I mean, they weren't as, I don't think they were as aggressive as we're being right now.
Yeah, that's another surprise, too.
They didn't like, but I mean, like,
pussies.
But I mean, they're professionals. They get paid for that shit.
Professional fucking chicken shits. Right? There was nothing good about this. Holy fuck. And like, how can you pretend otherwise to me is just.
And the kid was very cheesy.
Yeah, all of that. The little kid, what is he saying? Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch the Vatican crumble from the inside.
His makeup looked like a goblin.
Yeah, he looked like fucking Gollum from fucking Lord of the Rings. I was like, oh, what is this shit again? You're gonna see
and
somebody
I
with
find
bad
it hilarious
teeth
how they, like,
and fucked up face.
I find it hilarious how they caught him like sleeping a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just.
Yeah. It's like they fucking walk into the room, and you're, oh shit, it's super, when he's just right there in the fucking bed the whole time. Sleeping. Yeah. He's never sitting there waiting, watching him. And whenever he is awake, he's just sitting up and staring at him. He never fucking moves. Like, yeah. Real fucking threatening, right? King of Hell material.
He did say some funny stuff, though.
Yeah, he did. He did have a lot of funny shit to say.
He called that priest a panty sniffer.
Yeah.
He told Father Mort that he was going to get fucked by him or something like that.
Something like that.
That was funny.
After he fucked himself or...
Well, they tried to bring like a lot of that... the very shock value possession.
Yeah.
The like they did an exorcism, like, you know, when she has a cross, she's just like, kah, kah, kah. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Like all that shit, you know?
So like, oh no, not the vagina. Anyways.
Well, that'll be it for our review. it was very thorough, and I'm pretty sure we wanted you... Always we thorough. We have encouraged you to watch this movie and support unknown actors like Russell Crowe, who haven't had much to do since Virtuosity.
I mean, I know they're not going to make a sequel, but hey, throw the guy a bone, you know?
They're going to make some fucking sequel of him, like him and that other guy fucking
He's going to be the Pope next?
No, he's going to be like the Pope Exorcist 2, like... Demon
Pope's,
Busters.
Pope's Vacation.
Nah, Demon Busters, man.
Demon Busters. Demon House.
Hunter. Demon House. Demon Hunters.
Demon,
you know?
House Busters.
Like Zach Baggins is going to take that guy's role. And fucking still have the glasses and the fucking mask and shit.
Like. Somehow even like more of an asshole. Yeah. He's going to... I want to see Zach Baggins on the fucking Vespa.
I want to see Zach Baggins really deal with a real possession. Not some fake ass shit that he's like... Ooh, I felt angry.
I flexed
like,
my pecs so at it, you know?
And doing it.
It got cold in here.
And pulling that house call shit where he's behind a fucking laptop and he's like, God. I felt angry too, guys. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
I felt angry.
Like remotely. I felt it through the internet.
He always says that shit. I felt angry. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
The guy so far is up his own ass. He's like, did you feel something? I felt something, bro. Are you sure that you felt something? Because I noticed it too.
Because you're just not in touch with the spirit world, bro.
Like me.
Yeah,
I am so in touch, like balls deep.
I'd rather be in touch with the spirit world like they were in Young Guns. Yeah, I'm bringing that back. God right now. I'm bringing that back again.
Fine, give him a bunch of drugs.
Peyote.
Yeah. Ooh, that'll send him out to space. Peace.